Welcome back to Four Locos with Two Locos. We're your hosts.
Clara.
I'm Ruby. And welcome.
And welcome to the podcast.
Let's jump in, shall we?
Let's jump straight in. Important announcement. Guess what? We have a freaking Instagram. Our Instagram is Four Locos with Two Locos, just like this little potty schmotty. Number four, Locos. Number two, Locos.
Yep.
Throw a width in the middle. It's just like the podcast. You'll catch on.
You can copy and paste. It's identical to our podcast name.
So when you vote on what's in my hand grenade, yes, we're doing that segment every single podcast. Mm-hmm. It is the heart, the soul,
yes,
the glue, the tether to the ball, mm-hmm, to the pole. It's everything to us.
Yes.
And so when you vote, you can do that on Instagram. We're also going to run polls, giveaways if we ever, you know,
anything. Questions.
And keep up with our lives. It'll be similar to keeping up with the Kardashians, except for not at all.
Except for it's just us. Some other updates. We have an Instagram. We're also in the process of making a YouTube channel, which at this point, I can confidently say it will be also the same as the Instagram handle, and I don't think it'll be that hard to find. We will have a video also, which we're doing right now. And so check out the YouTube also. It'll all drop Monday. We'll do updates on the Instagram. The Instagram is sort of the foundation of where you're gonna get all of our information. Secondly, our boy Bram Gibson made our intro and outro music. Super talented producer. He's on Instagram at prodbram. We'll plug all his shit, his website, check him out. He's sick. He makes some good tunes.
And neither of us have ever had an irrational fear of him that lasted for multiple years.
Yes. And, okay. We don't need to go into that right now. But neither of us have. So why would we go into it? I'm sure most of you have seen the viral video now going around of our beloved Steve Burns, or as we know him, Steve, from Blue's Clues. He's very dear to us, especially if you grew up in the 90s, and he left very abruptly from the show in 2002. He did 6 years on there, and his younger brother took over, right? His on-screen brother took over, and that was pretty heartbreaking. He hopped on a bus and he left. No explanation.
There were rumors flying around our preschools.
Our preschools, the rumor mills, everything. We loved this guy, and then he up and left and gave us no explo. So,
our first childhood trauma, I would say.
Our first childhood heartbreak. And yeah, I think that everyone can relate to that, sort of. So, Claire and I have been asking ourselves in the internet, who was this guy? What was his story before Blue's Clues, after Blue's Clues, during Blue's Clues? What did this guy do? And what has he been doing the past 25 years? And I'm sure that a lot of you who were big fans are also wondering the same questions, and you've come to the right place.
Because we're going to talk about it.
Literally right now. And we're in the middle of talking about it.
On the podcast. You're welcome.
So the first thing I'll say is Steve auditioned for Blue's Clues and he was 22 years old in 1995. Okay? He goes into audition. He described himself as a little punk rock. He had earrings. He had long hair.
He was edgy.
He was edgy. And the producers were like, no, dude. Like, you're not fit for a television show for young kids.
You're scary.
And you're scary. But little did they know, the man was going to be the most engaging, charming broseph on the internet. And the television. Because internet wasn't probably invented. So I take that back. Okay. So they put him in front of some preschoolers to do a live callback, and he nailed the audition and booked the gig. Did have to cut his hair. They asked him to dress more conservatively, cut his hair, take the earrings out, right? So he had to change his look a little bit for the gig, but
he did it. He did it for us.
He did it for us. So he clearly made some sacrifices for us, and
he did get a lot of fan mail.
Yes.
He started, people were trying to get it. People had Blue's Clues fetishes, to say the least.
Right.
And he was going through an interesting time where, mm-hmm, he was blowing up as, you know, this child show star. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, he was in People's Magazine as one of the hottest, sexiest, do you know his magazine title?
It was like one of People's most eligible bachelors.
Oh yeah, most eligible bachelors. And so that, he said after that came in, he started getting a lot of fan mail. He had some crazy stories. We watched some interviews with him. But it kind of flipped his rocker a little bit, I think.
Yeah, because he's this young 22-year-old who stands in front of a green screen, you know, with an animated dog or whatever. And then he just blows up, which is sick. And he made a big impact on a lot of us and taught us problem-solving and critical thinking skills as small children. But I digress. Flash forward to 2002, Steve, there was a lot of speculation as to why he left. I think it's propaganda and bullshit. Some people say it was for college. Some people say it was for a music career. Steve, in his own words, said, "I just felt like it was time to go." He said a lot of the animators were moving on. The director moved on and they were kind of transitioning, and he felt like it was also time for him to transition and do something different. And in kind of an interview we watched today, it's like he said, I couldn't tell the difference between, you know, myself, Steve, and the Blues Clues Steve. And he finally kind of spiraled into this identity crisis and came to the conclusion that he is both of them and that's okay. And he had closure for himself at that point and was able to move on from Blues Clues. But he didn't give us a lot of time to terminate and provide closure. So that was sort of heartbreaking. And then, you know, what, 20 years later, he comes out with this video and giving us some sort of closure, but I still feel like we had some unanswered questions. But I think a really important thing to talk about that could go into like a really huge podcast about conspiracy theories is as soon as he left, the rumor mill started churning out some really ridiculous reasons as to why he left. And I mean, a few of them were like heroin overdose, or he died in a car accident, or he had a doppelganger, right, who replaced him, and he just like fell off the face of the planet. So that feels interesting, that they, you know, people came up with these crazy reasons for why he left, and he just wanted to move on. It was really as simple as that.
He's a really sweet, casual guy. I'd watch some interviews with him. I think you'd appreciate it, but he's doing well now.
He is doing well.
I think it was good for all of us to see that and have that closure.
I think he's happy with how his life turned out. We watched, he did a Moth on The Moth, and so I think it would be worth your time to check that out.
Yeah.
He tells a pretty funny story about a fan who wrote him a letter, and yeah, that it's on YouTube. It's like 15 minutes, really hilarious. He's still equally as engaging and funny to watch and just seems like such a genuine, cool, good-hearted dude. And people give him a lot of shit for leaving in 2002, but you know, he was like 29 and he was ready to do something different. And I think now that we're all at that point that he was at, I don't think we can really fault him for that, because yeah, we can feel sort of where he was at in his life, and, you know, doing something for 6 years, committing to something for 6 years, takes a lot, and I don't think he needs to justify why he left to anyone. I think he was just ready, and that's all we need
to
know.
Sometimes.
And we just need to be grateful that he came back and, you know, gave us some really beautiful sentiments as to why he left, and he never forgot us, which just made me bawling eyes out. So, yeah,
that's what's up with Steve nowadays.
That's what's up with Steve, and that felt important to talk about. So,
now, moving on.
Yeah, let's.
Everyone take a deep breath. I know that was a heavy topic. Again, it's a comedy podcast, but sometimes we just have to address what's going on in the world.
Yeah, we
get
real.
That's what's going on in the world.
We like to get real.
Another thing we need to get real about is babies who babies who have adult names. And Ruby and I were having this discussion the other day about how you maybe meet someone, maybe like Josephine or something of the sort, and you just wonder about when they were a baby and people were like, "Hey, Josephine."
You just can't imagine calling,
you know,
someone small by that name.
You little baby Josephine.
Yeah.
You know, and so we thought it'd be a good segment to, in the next 20 seconds, brainstorm as many of the most horrible baby adult names as we can.
Yeah, that would be really ridiculous to call a baby right now. So we're each gonna think of as many as we can in 20 seconds, and then we're gonna share them. I'm probably only gonna think of 5.
Okay. Okay. I don't know how many I'll get.
Okay. I'm gonna count myself up at 5.
3, 2, 1.
Go. Okay. I guess I'm just gonna keep in my head. I have them. Okay, yeah, me too. That was 20 seconds. Probably more. Okay. That's okay.
Okay, give me yours.
Okay, my first one is Roger. Just imagine looking at a small baby like, hey, Roger. Like, you can't pinch his cheeks or, like, you know, tickle his feet and say, oh, Roger. It's creepy, yeah, man.
Little fatty corduroy sack of skin.
Roger.
All
right.
Oh, all right. Jumanji was my first
one. Okay, so...
That was the first thing I
thought. Is that a name of people? Do you know anyone in Jumanji? Because that feels like you're straying from topic a little bit.
Everyone in the world. Okay, what's your next one?
My next one was Gladys. Okay, I don't hear that many people today named Gladys, but I can't imagine a baby named Gladys. Wait. But all right.
God, I forgot Jeremy.
Okay, that one's controversial because I actually could maybe see a baby named Jeremy. Maybe. That one's I'm on the fence about that one.
Maybe like a mature baby.
Like a baby that looks like an old man.
One that just like
a Benjamin Button type baby.
Yeah, where you're like, you're kind of weird.
Or maybe like a really ugly baby.
Yeah,
could be named Jeremy. Also, there's that like phenomenon about there's nobody I like named Jeremy. Have you ever thought about? Do you like anyone named Jeremy? Have you ever had? Okay, never mind.
I used to be obsessed with someone named Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy, if you're listening to this, you're out there.
Okay, never mind. That's a personal thing then. Never mind. Barbara.
Barbara is...
Barb? Babs?
Barb.
Babs.
Yes, Jeremy, almost Barb. Yeah.
No.
It's uncomfortable. I like...
Absolutely.
Maybe Babs would be cute.
Babs would either be cute or really awful.
Yeah.
I'd have to see that one in real time.
Or I'd throw up on the baby every time I saw it.
Yeah.
And I say, Babs.
Yeah.
You need to get washed up right away.
You're doing salad fingers?
Yeah, but I couldn't say the next line that I wanted to. It wasn't appropriate for the podcast.
Oh. Okay, what's your last one? Okay.
Claritin.
Like the allergy medicine? Okay, I think that next time I need to create a more focused and clear set of rules for these type of activities, because I think Claire sort of ran with it in a direction that I wasn't expecting.
I was just wondering, Ruby, what word has E40 ruined for you?
Absolutely. Okay.
Ruined.
I'm happy you asked. E40. Some people love him. I personally hate him because he sucks. And that's a fact. It's science. So E40, you know, he's a rapper who features on a lot of songs, if you don't know him. One of them is Dope Dealer by Schoolboy Q. Love the song. The song is fire right up until E40 jumps in with his verse. So my E40 word of the day that is now ruined for me for eternity is dominoes.
Can you use it in a E40 sentence?
Dominoes, because it's an ad lib.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, this next segment is a little abstract, a little avant-garde.
Yes.
This is a Clara idea. Well. Yeah, avant-garde, I think, is
yeah.
sort of the the right worded verbiage. One Clara came up with. Okay, let me put that down. So basically what is going to happen here is Clara is going to describe a color to me without saying anything that is the color. So, and I have to try and guess what the color is. Can I ask one quick question?
Yeah.
Are you going to pick a color like chartreuse or?
No, it's a primary.
Red, orange, yellow, green, casual, blue, purple.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so the way I've decided to interpret this today is I'm going to make a sound. And if you can't get it based on the sound, then I will also put in a hand motion.
Okay.
All right, are you ready?
I'm closing my eyes, yeah. Blue.
It is blue! Yeah. I swear to God!
Alright, dude, no way.
I swear to God!
It was not!
It was blue!
Dude, that was sick! Okay, cool. That went way better than I thought it was gonna go.
That was sick! Alright, sweet! I guess it's time to move on to what's in my hand grenade.
Okay, that feels right.
So I had a schedule now.
Honestly, dude, that went way too well. Almost scary well. Okay, we have our hand grenades. And I will do the pouring on screen again, and we will use our highly advanced technology skills to figure out how to blur it. Because we're good at that.
Alright. Let's
Are we gonna actually drink
ASMR
it?
Yes, we're gonna. We always drink it.
Okay.
We have a lot to do today. That's why Ruby's asking. We've been staying up all night.
We both have big, important tests coming up in the next couple days.
An energy drink. It's a funny joke if you like see the can and it says bang on it. Anyway, sorry.
Or if you know Juliana Hollepeter.
Her phone number is.
Okay, love our ASMR. Juliana. She'll like it.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? She actually likes to be called Juliana. That's something that I hate. When people have their name pronounced a certain way and they don't tell you until 5 years into the friendship that they say it differently. She calls herself Juliana, but I've been calling her Juliana for like 6 years.
And apparently I've been calling her Juliana for 10 years until right now, which is good. Thanks a lot.
Shout out Juliana.
Anyway.
Okay.
I'm pissed now.
Our ASMR. Yeah, I'm mad too.
Spooky. Sorry.
Okay. Pouring over the microphone, always a good idea. Okay, this feels. Oh, sorry. I almost overflowed. Okay, and the ASMR with the liquid.
Give me a cheers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, bottom?
Bottom.
Nice. Okay, and we'll take a sip now. Hits the spot, per usual.
It's something that also, I feel like it's fair to mention, it tastes even better warm. And I'm not joking.
I can't tell if you're joking.
I'm not joking.
Okay. Right. I got nervous.
So the correct way to guess what was in our hand grenade is to, again, go on the Instagram. If you guess what was in our hand grenade, mind you, you must guess the drink as well as the flavor.
Yes.
We will send you something in the mail as a prize.
It might take like a year, but we will at some point.
Eventually, at some point in your life.
We're not putting a time constraint on ourselves. We're busy gals.
We will send you something.
It will get to you.
So chill.
F***ing chill, man.
And guess.
Guess on the Insta. And that's what's in our hand grenade this week. So really, we're going to close it out like we did last week. And I think it's a good kind of way to arc the podcast and have a nice, you know, closing. So we love the Jonas Brothers. And... And we recently started watching the Disney Channel show, Jonas, just casually. And we remembered that there is a younger brother named Frankie Jonas. So, to close our podcast today, Clara, will you give us an update on the least liked D-list Jonas brother?
Yes, I will.
Please.
So Frankie's a cool kid. Basically, when I started researching him for this segment, I still imagined him being the age that I knew him at.
And 12?
He's grown. He's 20 years old, and he looks like if you took the three Joe Bros, smashed them into one person, that's what he looks like. And he's sometimes referred to as the Bonus Jonas or Biff. Apparently, he wanted people to stop calling him the Bonus of Jonas because it was, quote, hurtful to him. He was in Ponyo, that anime.
That
thing.
Feels weird.
He was a voice in that quite the a fish? Few years ago. Yeah, he okay. was Suzuki. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it. He's a 2000s baby. He's born in 2000.
Mm.
He's born in New Jersey, actually. He has talked about openly about how he has struggled with alcoholism and substance abuse. And
what?
Off that. I know.
How old is he?
He's 20.
Oh, poor baby.
And apparently he's TikTok famous now. I went, did a deep dive on his TikTok. Let's just say if he wasn't a Jonas brother, he would not be famous. They're not funny. Sorry, Frankie. Much love to you, I guess. But you didn't really do anything, and you really act like someone... who never worked for anything in their life and never developed a real sense of humor, which is fine. It's just, you're not funny. But he got signed to UTA, which also signs the Jonas Brothers. So good for him. I'm
for
sure
what?
He needs money because his family doesn't have that much money.
What's, yeah, they're broke.
For his TikTok, because he's famous on TikTok now. He has over 2 million followers.
All right.
But one thing that I really have to throw some respect out on his name for is that he's actually competed in 2 chili cook-offs. In 2010, he competed in a chili cook-off and he got 6th place, but then he came back in 2011 and actually got 3rd place in the chili cook-off. So I gotta give him some snaps for that. I don't think comedy is where it's at for him, but I think chili just might be. And oh, also he was in Night of the Museum, which I did not know.
What?
Another fun fact, I guess he was one of the kids in Night of the Museum. So
okay. Respect.
So that's kinda. What's up with Frankie Jonas. I don't even know if you'd call him a celebrity. I don't even know if he is really a celebrity. Maybe like a C-list celebrity. I didn't do this to talk shit about him. I was
as Steve
curious,
from Blue's Clues said, he's famish.
Famish. And I think we'll leave you with that.
I think we will leave you with that.
Just want to say that we love you guys. And we hope.
We love you. We love our 62 Instagram followers.
We love you guys.
We dearly love you. Thank you so much for all the support. Claire and I have been talking about doing this forever. And we love the energy and the support. So thank you dearly. Again, our Instagram is at 4locos with 2locos. The YouTube channel will be the same. The podcast is the same. Follow us. Keep up. With our shenanigans. Every Monday, baby.
If you want to listen, turn your downloads, do whatever you do. I don't really know how to work podcasts.
Like and subscribe, maybe. Well, maybe. Depends where this is going to be.
You
I don't
do
know.
It if you like it, punk.
Yo, 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 and. Thank you, okay.